Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Fedway, I'm coming for you, all you guys. I'm new Eddie, for everybody.
Edson Junior Barbosa!
No, let him go!
Yeah!
Let's fucking go. I do this shit.
Hey.
I'm the number one pick.
Hey, Phil, you all that shit.
What about guillotine? Moving on. Ryan Battle.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Once again, I am completely scattered. Matt just called me. I'm like, oh God, I hope Matt's okay. And I pick up, Matt goes, you okay? I'm like, well, yeah. And he goes, oh, we were supposed to start 10 minutes ago. I'm off by an hour. I literally thought I had plenty of time. I'm kicking back. I'm like, yeah, I got to set my thing up. So my apologies to Matt and the crew.
I got so worried for you, Jimmy, because you're listening to me. I'm the unprofessional one. Stay in your lane.
One of these days, that call will come. But as of right now, I'm in great shape.
don't even play around.
No,
I love you so much. Jimmy, we're going to have good. A great time today.
Yes, we are.
Brian Battle.
Let's bring him
finalist.
On.
That's tough, right. Finalist. I was a tough finalist.
Yes, you are. Hey, man.
How's things?
Things are good, man. Things are really good.
Where are you now?
I am in my hotel room.
Oh, okay. So are you quarantining? You don't have to quarantine anymore.
No, we're in like a bubble. So we can get like shuttles to go certain places. But for the most part, we're like lockdown in this hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, how has your experience been so far? I mean, you and Matt share that experience of being in the house and walk us through that a little bit. What has that been like and what exactly brought you there? And I know like you guys always expect to win, but did you expect to make it this far?
Yeah, I absolutely expected to make
it
this far. Of course. I don't know. It's always a weird thing to me. You know, it's like the whole reason, you know, you train is so you can, at least to me, the whole reason I always train was so I could beat people in fights. And, you know, I train hard so that, you know, I can be better, so I can beat, you know, more and more people in fights. So, you know, I never really actually, you know, don't think I'm going to win a fight because, you know, I train to win fights. But the house was awesome, man. It was a great experience, you know, being able to be around Volk and Craig Jones and, you know, Frank and Joe and the whole team. That was just awesome. The guys I was on a team with, they were all great guys. So, you know, it was a really great experience. I'm really happy I got to be on the show, and I'm happy that I get to finish it off this Saturday.
Hey, for the people that didn't watch the show, to get to know you a little bit better, what was the first discipline you started with, Brian?
And just real quick, Matt, you're a legend, man. You're a legend.
Brian,
you're a legend, man.
Come on, man.
You're a blush, legend, dude.
Dude, we were just saying that. Actually, Matt was just saying that.
What? Oh, Brian, man. Now I enjoy watching the fight. Now I enjoy it even more. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And now listen, you weren't going crazy in that house though, dude. Like, I had a good time. I have all good memories, probably like you, because you're not losing in there. You know what I mean? I guess it's a different experience
yeah,
for everybody, absolutely. Where you like put all this time in And right now it's paying off great for you. Changed my life.
Yeah.
You know, was there ever a time when you're like, yo, I can't wait just to get I need to get out of this place, or you handled it pretty good?
I think what was hard for me was, I've always grown up around my family. And I didn't realize how homesick I could get until like I had moments where I could be homesick. And, once again, for the most part, it was okay. But every once in a while, just like randomly, I'd get hit with I'd remember something from back home, and, I'd get caught up and I'd miss people back home. But besides that, being in the house, it was just like, there was so many things that happened inside that house that, people would pay, ungodly amounts of money to experience. And so just to be there and to experience those things, even changing the tires on the big Toyo tire truck, saying? Like, even doing that, it was awesome. I loved it.
What was the part of it? Was there anything that you weren't expecting that you wound up disliking the most? Like, oh shit, I didn't think of this part.
Well, one, I didn't think, we wouldn't be able to like bring books or anything like that. Cause I was like, cool, now I won't have any excuse. Like, I'll have to sit and read books, but we couldn't bring books. And we weren't even supposed to like sing songs for copyright reasons. So, I like singing, when I'm cooking some eggs, So it was, I'll tell you something that I didn't expect, which wasn't really an issue, to be honest, was how friendly everyone in the house was. I expected there to be a lot more animosity and, machismo going on. But, everyone in the house, for the most part, was pretty cool. And that was interesting. I thought I was going to have a whole lot less friends in the house than I ended up having.
Matt, was it like that for you, too, or was it more aggressive back then?
Who, me?
Yeah, no, yeah, when you were in.
I was on there with all vets, man. All veterans, man. My school, mine was the comeback. So, no, out of everybody, there might have been one guy who was a little douchey. But everybody was fucking cool. You know what I mean? And we set that shit straight right away. Got in the house. Like, look, man, me and Drago were like, hey, nobody's fucking with our food. No one's doing it. I'm just letting you know. Like, we let that shit be known. But what, hey, listen, how is it back home with people now? Are they like, yo, man, you fucking on it, you're on the show. Well, are they flipping out now that they've seen it?
Yeah, no, it's funny because up until recently, people would come up to me and they would say that they're like, yo, how does it feel to be famous? And I was like, yo, man, I'm just like an F level celebrity, friends and family only. Those were like the only people who cared. You know what I'm saying? Now it's changed a little bit after the second fight with Petroski and ironically, after Trayshawn pulled out, just kind of like I guess that added more drama to it. So it brought even more attention. So, I know. I mean, people back home, I mean, fortunately, I have a really good group of close friends who don't really treat me that much different. I mean, obviously, right. We'll acknowledge the obvious, I'm on this show, but there are people who always supported me and always expected me to make it to this point anyway. So it's not anything crazy. For other people, it is kind of weird sometimes, there's definitely people who hit me up that I haven't talked to in like, 8-10 years, but it's cool. I appreciate all the love and support.
Were they people you liked?
The thing is, I really don't have too many like beefs with too many people. You know what I'm saying? There's probably about a handful of people I can count that I really just genuinely don't like. And none of those people have hit me up, and it's probably because I don't like them. You know what I mean? If this just makes one girl who blew me off when I was fat, regret her decision, then, I'll be happy.
You were fat. How fat were you?
Man, I was pushing 300.
Wow.
Hey, listen, dude, I'm 5'6". I was up to 230 one point. Hey, yo. Fucking meatball. Listen, I'm with you. Don't people treat you differently when you're in shape, though?
They do. And the worst part is like you're losing weight and then because females are the girls are the worst. They're like, you don't need to lose weight. You look fine just the way you are. And I'm like, no, that's not true, because now that I'm skinnier, I'm getting way more attention than what you were giving me. Like I was a nice brother, you know, when I was, yes, you know, 280, you know, now that I'm all skinny and stuff, you know, you're talking to me a little bit differently. So there is absolutely, people treat you differently when you got a little extra weight on you.
The best part for me when I lost weight was a woman finally kept her eyes open while we were fucking. That was
Can you hear me? Brian, I asked you earlier that I sidetracked. What did you your first discipline? You went right into mixed martial arts. Is that what you did?
Yeah. No. I had no background in. I played football and basketball in high school, but yeah, I didn't box. I didn't wrestle. I didn't do karate or anything like that. I wanted to be an MMA fighter. You know, I thought it was cool. So I went to an MMA gym because I was like, well, I have to learn how to strike. I have to learn how to grapple. So I might as well get the biggest bang for my buck and go to a place where they do both. You know what I mean?
That's fucking great. So wait, where did you go? And when did you realize that you made it sound like it's so easy? Like, I want to be an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And now you're in the finals of the Ultimate Fighter. Dude, it's not that easy, but you're making it look that easy. Were you natural at it? Did you get any... like, not that it's a cool thing, but did you ever get any scraps before you even tried it?
I didn't get into a whole lot of fights.
I could see, yeah.
Growing up, like when I was young, when I was still in Maryland, and you know the area I was growing up in was a little bit rougher. You know, if I had to, you know, we could mix it up. But for the most part, I was a pretty shy kid. It was really, you know, I think, you know, just growing up watching Power Rangers, Dragon Ball Z, you know, all the anime stuff, you know, I always just really, really loved like the combat of that. You know, I think my dad, he did kickboxing when he was in college. You know, he always, you know, let me watch like all those Jean-Claude Van Damme movies with him, you know, growing up. And I always tell people it was when I, because I always known what the UFC was, but it was when I had watched Matt Hughes fight Frank Trigg the second time.
Oh, yeah. Great fight.
And it was on Spike TV in the middle of the day on UFC Unleashed. And I happened to be flipping through the channels and I saw it. And, you know, just like the way the whole fight went, you know, it was like a movie script. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just awesome. And, you know, after that, I was a big fan. You know, when I had the time and money, you know, I went to the gym that I'm still at to this day, Highest Stand MMA in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, I went in there and they asked me, they're like, so why are you training? Do you want to, are you just looking for a hobby? Are you trying to get in shape? I was like, I want to fight. They're like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. They're like, all right, well, you know, I mean, we're going to get you ready. You know, they won't let people fight until they feel like they're ready to fight. So I trained really, really hard for a year. Had my first amateur fight. Had about 10 amateur fights in a couple years. And then, you know, went pro. And, you know, we're here now.
How old were you for your first one?
First amateur fight?
I'm sorry. When you first walked in that gym, how old were you?
21.
21. All right. You, and now the first fight, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
No, but please.
I just want to know your first time fighting.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It was bad, man. It was, oh man. My first time fighting, because my first fight was at heavyweight. I was 240 pounds my first fight. And I was fighting this guy and he was, you know, this big, thick dude. And we were going and, it was funny because, you know, it was my first fight and it was just everything was happening so fast. I didn't hear any of my coaching. You know, I wasn't really thinking. I was just like in there just moving. And I got knocked out cold. Like it was bad, like bad. I got head kick KO'd. It was like it went like low key viral. It was and then after that, I dropped down to 205 and I won the next 8 straight fights. And yeah, I was like, all right, cool. We figured this out. Well,
you know, what got you back on the horse? Sometimes if somebody goes in there, they try it out, they get knocked out. They might say, okay, maybe I'll try a different, you know, hobby or career path. What made you go back in there?
Because, you know, Mama ain't raised no bitch. I can't go out on a knockout like that. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could give you a virtual height down on that shit. Do it. Give a fucking height. Yeah. You fuck know, yeah, Brian Battle.
You know what I mean?
Dude, it's Brian Battle. Your name is Brian Battle. You were born for this shit.
Yep.
Dude, I'm ready to fight right now. Shoot. Me too, let's man. Get the card going.
Have you always been like, when you were a big dude, when you were overweight, because the confidence is something you can't just do. Were you a confident guy when you were, or were you insecure and you lost weight? Or when you were heavy, were you also, did you have that confidence as a person?
Yeah, I'm definitely more confident since I've lost weight. Definitely more confident. But I also was like unrealistically confident when I was like massive. Like I told you, like I got curved a lot when I was big, but I was shooting way out of my league. You know what I'm saying? I was big. I didn't have the confidence I have right now, but I definitely had like an unwarranted amount of confidence. So yeah, I would say I've always been a little bit more confident than I should be. But yeah,
it's fucking working out for you, man.
Yeah, right now, hell yeah.
Do you have now? Have you thought? Now obviously, you have one fight at a time. You can't think 10 things in advance. But obviously, your mind wanders. It's just human nature. So when you think of like next year, this time, 2 years, where do you see yourself, or how do you see it going? Just in an ideal, I'm thinking this through way.
Well, ideal thinking it through way. Win the fight. Win fight this Saturday. After that, keep getting better. I would like to fight several times a year. Like ideally, about 4 times a year, I think would be good. So I'd like to fight one more time before the end of the year. And I mean, there's just so many different things that can happen. All I can think about is what I can control. So it's like, I just want to get better and be ready to like keep on stepping up the ladder with more and more competition.
So you just want to keep going. Yeah. And yeah. It is not, now you married guy or are you still, you single?
I am married.
Wow.
Married with a baby on the way.
Oh, good. Now are you nervous about that?
Man, it's funny because there's just so much going on. From this alone, it's kind of, I don't really think about it unless it gets brought up. Like people are like, oh, so when's the baby due? I'm like, I do have a baby on the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's, so it's pretty crazy. You know, we got all the baby stuff. But yeah, no, I think, yeah, that's a whole nother thing in and of itself. That's a whole nother beast. So, I think I'm going to get through this Saturday and then, you know, maybe take like a couple classes or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a great time for this to be happening for you though. Like, you know, with a baby on the way, what a great time to have things going so well.
Hell yeah. No, it's awesome. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's really crazy, but it's everything that I've always wanted. So, you know, it's,
all good stuff. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, got to do what I got to do to keep it going, you know? So,
Hey Brian, besides training, unrelated to MMA, what kind of hobbies you got? You a video gamer? You read a lot of books? A movie guy? Talk to me.
Like longboarding used to be my big hobby before, but you know, now I'm afraid I'm gonna hurt myself like going down like a hill, you know what I'm saying, at like 30 miles an hour. But I would probably say movies is more kind of my deal. I would like to read more than I do. I like reading. I always feel like I get something from it, but I just don't do it like I want to. But yeah, movies is generally what I do to like kind of unwind. You know what I'm saying?
The last good movie you've seen. You remember the last good movie you've seen? Because I want to watch it.
Yes.
I think, by the way, I recommend Suicide Squad, the new one. The Suicide
Squad. You saw the new Suicide Squad?
Fucking good, man.
It was good. I don't know why people were hating on it. I was like, dude, this is a solid movie. What's your problem?
I fucking liked it. So,
last good movie I saw.
Jimmy doesn't see a lot of movies. Jimmy watches like dirty.
No, not anymore.
You stopped watching the dirty movies?
I had to. It was literally two. For A, my right arm is too much bigger than my left arm now. And B, I just, it's too distracting, man. It takes up too much time. So I stopped.
I feel that.
It's too distracting, not productive.
That's very fair. That's very fair. And I'll probably say the last good movie I saw was probably the newest Spider-Man movie. That movie was pretty good. Like, I think that was like an exceptional superhero movie.
Oh, wait, which one is that now?
That's with that's Spider-Man. It's far is it away from home, I think. It's, he goes to France
with Mysterio.
Yeah.
Very good movie. Hey, listen, Brian Battle, when you're getting, you got time on your hand this week, watch on YouTube, watch the trailer for the next one. It's so good.
I did watch the trailer for the next one. It's got the Dr. Octopus from the old school Spider-Man movie.
So what, Jimmy, I'm sorry, with me and Brian Battle.
No, I love Doctor. That was, is it the same actor?
Yes. Yeah,
well, I think it's a CGI one, but yes, same thing.
I fucking love him, yeah.
They're taking him, and he was in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man as Doc Ock. So who knows if they got Tobey Maguire making a freaking
explosion. That'd be so, that'd be awesome,
they
man.
They got that kid Garfield, because they're from different Spider-Mans from different universes. Jimmy, the multiverse, Jimmy.
I know. I'm so mad I forgot his name because I absolutely love him. Oh, Alfred Molina. What an asshole I am. He's also in Boogie Nights, that guy. He had a great cameo in Boogie. You ever see Boogie Nights?
I've never seen Boogie Nights.
It's great, dude. It's great. But listen, good luck, Brian. We got to jump because we got Edson in the waiting room. But you're gotcha. Really a fun guy to watch, and I'm so happy for your success. And get back in touch with us after, too. We'd love to talk to you all afterwards. Right, awesome. And I'm sure let's you have a lot of great fights ahead of you.
Brian, what's your Instagram?
Yes.
Pooh Bear Battle 68.
Holy shit. What is Pooh Bear? You got a nickname, Pooh Bear. You got a name like Brian Battle.
Yeah.
Your nickname is Pooh Bear.
Yes. Yes.
We can still talk to Brian. I'm so sorry. Edson is not in the waiting room yet, so we can keep talking. I thought it said Edson's in the waiting room, so we can keep talking. Okay, my fault.
I want to ask about Pooh Bear. Listen,
yes.
You had the nickname Pooh Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me how that came about.
Man, it was I did everything. It was one of those things where I fought it, and the more I fought it, the more it stuck.
How did it come out? Who started it?
Like I was talking shit to one of my teammates. And this is way back. This was before my second amateur fight. And he didn't have any good comeback, so he goes, okay, Pooh Bear, because I was still, you know, a little bit heavier. I'm kind of like yellow skin toned-ish. And another one of my teammates, he started laughing. I looked at him. I was like, bro, don't call me Pooh Bear, dude. And the moment I said that, it just started drawing in the gym. And before my second amateur fight, I left the nickname area blank. And the ring announcer, he was coming around making sure that he had everyone's name right. And so he came over to our corner. He was like, all right, your name's Brian Battle. I was like, yes. And my coach, he leaned over and not so discreetly, he was like, his nickname's Pooh Bear. the ring announcer, he was like, you're shitting me, right? And he was like, no, he was like, that's the best fucking shit I've heard all day. And so he went out, and then during my fight, they made a bunch of Pooh Bear jokes, talking about they were surprised I trained in Matthews and not the 100 Acre Woods. You know, when I got the finish, they're like, he did this for Eeyore, Piglet, Tiggler, you know, so it was fun. And after that, I was like, all right, you know, I'll roll with it. So
that's great.
Why it is so great is that you're kicking ass. Like if Jimmy fought, and it was Jimmy Pooh Bear Norton,
yes,
and Jimmy went out there and you know, got fondled, they would just goof on him. Look at the Pooh Bear.
No,
destroying people. That's why.
If I fought with that nickname, Matt, they would look at me and go, oh, it's poo because Jim is shit. Believe me, that's what I would not do well. Now, here's the thing. You should have never told him that you hated the nickname. You should have embraced it immediately. Go, oh, dude, that's great. And he never would have called you that again.
I know. I should have just brushed it off. I should have just been like, whatever. But I was just like,
don't call me Pooh Bear.
But it's just like, I mean, you just never know what's going to stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been a million things people have called me before in my life. I was like, bro, don't call me that. And it didn't really stick. But this one, for whatever, it was because I kept on fighting it. That's the problem. I never accepted it. I just kept on fighting it until it got too big.
It's a great nickname. It is a great nickname.
I thought I wanted to be like the Boogeyman or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like because it would have been like a 3B sequence, Brian the Boogeyman battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, missed opportunities.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, I mean, shit, man. Now it's like the fucking Candyman. They're coming out with another movie of that. I can't stand it. Say it five times in a thing. Candyman. I'm not scared.
No, I'm not either. Candyman stinks.
Well, the new movie looks pretty good. It's made by, I can't remember if it's Key or if it's Peele.
I'm going to guess, but Jordan Peele, no? Yeah, it's got to be Jordan Peele.
Yeah, Jordan Peele, yeah. He's the one who makes the horror movie.
He directed Get Out, and what was the other film he did? The second one, This Is Us.
He did Us. Yeah, Get Out. Us.
Yeah.
And then he did the one about it was one not too long ago about they had like a plantation, but it was like modern day. They were like kidnapping people and taking them to a plantation.
Yeah, that was the army one, right? Was that the army one?
No, it wasn't a military one. It was a.
You think of Spike Lee, probably.
I don't know.
Spike Lee did an army one at the beginning of the pandemic with Delroy Lindo.
That's probably what
I didn't see that.
Chadwick Boseman, I think, was in that. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was weird. And he shot them like back in Vietnam, like they were adults, like older guys, but he kept them as older guys, even in the flashbacks.
Okay. It was the Five Bloods.
There you go. Five Blood. That's exactly
it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, it was decent. The guy who played Senator Davis in The Wire was in it too. It had a good cast, and one of the guy who played Lester Freeman in The Wire was in it. Yeah, it had a really nice cast.
You recommend that? Pick that up, The Wire. You recommend that? Watch that.
It's my favorite show ever. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
Depressing? You're not depressing, but you like depressing shit.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, battle.
No, you're
I'm
right.
Not my friend, but Jimmy likes Jimmy. He's not like upbeat. Like he doesn't like the comic book movies. He doesn't like some upbeat stuff. Like, even funny movies. It's like what is this? But he likes sometimes like depressing shit. Right, Jimmy.
It depends on what it is. I typically don't enjoy comedies because they don't make me laugh. But I like some depressing stuff. But that was a great. The Wire's great.
The Wire's great.
My wife is the same way. She doesn't like comedies. She doesn't like anything colorful. I think she likes to be stressed out when she watches TV. That's what I'm just convinced. She just likes to be stressed out all the time. You know, I was actually the Wire and The Sopranos were two shows that were on when I was a kid that I didn't watch that I was asking my dad the other day if I should give a spin. He said, highly recommended both of them. So
yeah, they're great. The Sopranos is probably slightly better for weird, not much. And I would even go back and forth with that, but they're both masterpieces in their own right. And you could easily say Wire is better. You know, it's like two great, great shows. And you have a lot of great, you have 11 seasons of great television ahead of you. Do you know how lucky you are that you've never seen either one?
I know. That's like the blessing and the curse of like modern times is there's almost like you're almost just flooded in like quality, like really good TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never watched Ozark. I think I have to watch Breaking Bad. I haven't watched all of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, like I said, The Wire, Sopranos. There's so much stuff out there that's like good. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's just all like based on your own niche. Like, what do you want to watch? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then especially with like fights on 24/7 now too, it's there's never nothing to watch.
That's right.
That's true, man. I love streaming all sorts of shit. Brian, what else is on your bucket list? Because I know MMA was one of them and you're making this your career and you're crossing that off your list. You're doing great. What else? You have some other stuff on your bucket list?
I think right now, a big goal of mine would be to do something similar like what Dustin Poirier is doing. I would love to get to the point in my career where I could open a gym where I don't have to worry about money coming back in, you know, maybe open it in an inner city, you know what I'm saying, to give kids like that an opportunity, you know, have, you know, give them an outlet to do something, you know, positive, you know what I'm saying, something that, you know, is a, it has, you know, good impact on their, positive impact on their lives. So that's always something, you know, my mom, she does a lot of inner city work. So that's always been something that has always kind of like been in the back of my mind. And, you know, it's definitely something where it's like, I want to, you know, go hard, do this, get all the juice I can out of it. And then like turn around, you know, do something more positive, like for the greater community. You know what I mean?
What's that? You got good karma coming your way, yeah. Brian. Hey, man, listen.
Appreciate
it. Hey, man, really good to get to know you.
And we're yes, sir.
Hope to have you back on in the future, bro.
Absolutely. I plan on being back because, you know, I plan on winning this Saturday and winning a lot more fights in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Well, good luck, man. You're on a great card. Chiesa against Barboza is a great fucking fight. So good luck on Saturday, Brian. Really good talking to you. I'm sure we'll have you again.
I appreciate it, brother. You guys have a good one, all right?
All right, man. Good luck. Take care.
Take care, Brian.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Edson, how you doing?
Barboza! Sorry, Jimmy. Yeah. This is the first time. This is the first time you were on UFC Unfiltered, man. I can't believe it.
You're right. That's the first time. Happy to you guys give me a chance to talk to you guys.
Oh, we love you, man. I've been a fan for years. Reed Harris turned me on to you years ago, and I've been a huge fan of yours ever since. And I'm really happy to see you doing so well lately. You had a streak where you had a few losses. What turned it around for you now that you're back on the, you know, you won a couple of really, really tough fights. And two of those were split decisions, which were so difficult. But did you change anything in your training?
You know, I learned about my body and I know how important the rest. The training is modern now because when I'm young, I always kill myself, you know. My last three camps, like, okay, sometimes I need a break, sometimes I need a day off, and I feel better than ever.
You're looking better than ever.
I really feel. I talked to the guy today. I was like, I feel I'm stronger. I feel I'm faster. I feel healthy, you know. I always kill myself when I'm young. Every fight, I go to the fight with something, some injuries. Right now, I was 100% healthy. And, yeah, I'm ready.
After so many battles, how do you stay hungry? Because, again, you've never looked better. You've been looking amazing. How do you stay so hungry? How do you stay with the focus?
Because I love this so much, man. I really love this. I love this sport. I love training. I think the most important fight, you know, you're a fighter. You know, you'll never be like, okay, I don't like fighting anymore. But the hard time is in the gym. Yeah, I love staying in the gym. I love training every single day. I really love my job. I'm a so blessing guy because every day I wake up and say, oh, thank God somebody paid me to do this because I really love this. I really love my job.
Have you noticed in all the years you've been in UFC, Because you're known, and again, your leg kicks are so powerful and fast. Have you noticed that so many more guys are doing that now in the last few years?
Yes, because the most people don't believe in much in the leg kicks, you know, because you don't. That's not the movement you drop the guy one shot. You need to keep control, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the people understand that. And yeah, I dropped a guy a couple, 10 years ago with the leg kick in my first UFC fights. And you see this more and more. I'm very happy.
We enjoy your work.
Yeah.
Your fight with Shane Burgos was nominated for Fight of the Year and Knockout of the Year. I've seen a lot of fights. I've never seen a knockout like that before. It was almost like a delayed knockout. Like, that's you right. got hit, it looked like he took it, and yeah. then all of a sudden he didn't. Did you ever see anything like that? And what were you thinking when you seen this?
That's crazy, because I see this when the people hit in the body. Sometimes in the body shot, they get a body, like, oh, okay. But with that long, like 6 seconds, you throw the punch and you go down. I still don't understand what happened. You know, I really don't, like, what happened? I really don't understand, but it happened.
Hey, well, good for you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And your legs are so strong and so fast. Like, is that something you developed in MMA, or did you play soccer when you were a kid? And did you kind of always have that ability?
No, I'm a runner, My dad is an athlete. He's run marathons in Brazil. He always run my life. I really believe it's helped me a little bit. You know, I'm a runner. I love run. I run every day, you know. And I think this helped a lot of my kicks, I believe.
And what are you expecting out of Giga Gyokezi, who has, you know, had a really good run in the UFC so far? What are you expecting out of him on Saturday? This is a great main event. You guys were meant to fight.
Yeah, I expect the war. It's going to be a war, man. I know he's a tough. He's a great striker, great. You know, he's looking great in his career in UFC. And, yeah, I'll prepare for war. I know he's going to throw some bombs. When I throw some bombs back, it's going to be a very good fight. I know that's going to be a crazy fight.
See, the people that know and they've watched him fight, they know what's coming and they know it's a great fight. And it's very easy for him to get up for you, because you have the name. You're Edson Barbosa. You're the one with the kicks that are knocking people out. You're spinning. And so for him, he sees you. There it is. There's my goal. I beat him. I got you. You've been there so many times before. I don't know how many main events you've had, but it's.
Yeah, but that's my third one, main event. Yeah, I really believe I'm the king for the co-main event.
Yeah. Yes, you've been in a lot of those. That's what I'm thinking. So does it matter that you're fighting a guy trying to make his name off of you, who's just as tough as a guy that's, like, you're used to fighting guys who have probably equal name, if not higher? How does it feel fighting an up-and-comer trying to make a name off of you?
I never think about that, you know. I just look at my opponent. It's a fight, you know. I don't think about, like, oh, it's my opponent. He tried to make his name over me.
Yeah.
Because I really don't believe that, you know. You have your name. I have my name. You know, if he beat me, I think my name is not going down. My name is in the same spot. I don't believe it, you know. I don't believe this. Like I said, he's just opponent. That's it.
Hey, listen, you're a fan favorite regardless of what happens. Mm-hmm. A matter of fact, now that we have you here, Edson, there's a you kick. Jimmy always says you're always a kick away from a couple of kicks away from getting a title. Mm-hmm. And he actually came up with a jingle. Jimmy, come back. Jimmy, come back.
I don't want to come back. I don't want to come back.
Edson, he's going to be flattered. I think he's such a nice guy. He's going to be flattered when he hears the song that me and you came up with. Edson, do you want to hear the song? Or?
Yeah, why not?
He's nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Listen, it goes like this.
Yeah, man. I'm going to sit back and enjoy it.
Just sit back. Edson, Edson, listen, Jimmy, I want to get back on here. I don't want you to cringe. I just want to say this.
Cab.
It goes a little something like this. Barboza, Barboza, this is for you. Edson Barboza, you're only a kick away. Come on, Jimmy. Barboza, Barboza, Edson Barboza, you're only a kick away.
Wow, that's what I need. I want to enter with this song.
Hey, no, that's...
I please need you guys my on Saturday night, please.
It means the world to me that you like that song that myself and Jimmy came up with. Thank you. Look at this. They love the song. They love it. Great to see you, Barupa. Hey.
What's up, my man? How are you?
The only coach who is my height. Great to see you, my friend.
but not as strong as you.
Oh, but more technical. Look at you. Great to see you, Jedi.
Good to see you, brother.
Edson, listen, I'm sorry about that. Jimmy actually put me up to that.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful song. Matt's got such a good voice. I thought that you would love it. I had to beg them to do it. Yeah, I'm happy.
My energy go back to 100%.
I just did that, Jimmy, because I know he's cutting weight. I just wanted to make him feel
sure. Powerful. That will make him not want to eat. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I am so looking forward to Saturday night. You know, anytime Edson Barboza fights, I'm watching. And I'll tell you, he has a great dance partner with
Giga Chahate. Yeah.
He and I'm telling you, you couldn't ask for a better opponent. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Very happy, very excited. And I hope to talk to you guys soon.
Definitely, Ed. It's a big fan, man. I'm really, really happy for you, and good luck on Saturday, man. You're great.
Thank you so much, guys.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Give me the balls of you. He's never going to come back. Why would you make me do that?
You make me laugh. You are funny. You are funny, man. Oh, you belted it out twice. You weren't going to be defeated.
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. We have fun today or what?
No, we didn't. I was late. I'm panicking about my windows, and you sang Barboza to Edson.
If I didn't do it, you wouldn't have any. You would lose all respect for me.
I would. Yeah, you're right. I'm happy you did it.
And Brian, what a nice guy, Brian Battle.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope he does well. Co-main event. So it's a great, great night of fight Saturday.
Let's pick a couple. Let's just pick a couple. Come on, get out of here. Pick a couple. Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Did you just say, first of all, I want to just say thank you.
Sure.
Back to you.
You're welcome.
To the over 500,000 views. You know what? What the fuck? It's been a day. Let me look it up right now. Dana White looking for a fight. Houston. Derek Lewis joins us for the fights. It's out now. So when you go to YouTube and you type in, hold on. I want you to do that. I want to do this right now because I want you to see what Dana White looking for a fight. Okay. Now it's been out. It says one day and that's 600,000 views.
That's awesome.
Jimmy, it's a fun show. But you know what's not? You know what does not make me happy?
What?
That you're not one of that 600,000.
That's not true. I'm two of them. I watched it twice.
Did you watch it, Jimmy?
Yep.
Jimmy, how about this? Are you going to watch it? Can you...
Yes.
Can you fucking lie to me?
Again? Yes, I will.
Well, Jimmy, listen. Yes. If you don't do it for me, do it for our good friend, Dean Thomas. I'm going to say Dean Thomas shines in this show.
Okay.
Not that he doesn't normally shine.
Yeah.
But Dean Thomas, he does a thing where he's a rodeo clown. And it starts off okay, but then it gets a little too close for comfort. And you hear me almost like a scared, I don't know, individual.
Okay.
I get nervous for my friend. But listen, you have to watch the show. That's all I'm going to say.
I will.
Yes, that Houston, the Houston where I won the title. You don't got to always. When I bring up Houston, Texas, you don't got to remind the world.
I that's know. What, I can't help it.
Well, you know, I'm glad you do. Jimmy, anything you want to plug, buddy?
Oh, wait, just Jim Norton on Cameo, Chip Chipperson on Cameo, and it's on the site, not the app.
Giga?
Giga Chazy against Edson. I'm going to take Barboza. I'm going to take him with a third-round stoppage. Chazy's been amazing. He has been absolutely incredible since he's been in. But he has not faced anybody who kicks like Edson Barboza. You know, he faced Cub Swanson, who's a fucking murderer. But I think that this is by far the best guy that Giga has faced. And I think that, again, he's fought guys who leg kick before, but he's never fought anybody who leg kicks like a fucking a Clydesdale like Barboza. So I'm taking Barboza in the third round stoppage. Wouldn't surprise me if it happened in the fourth, but I'm going with Edson.
This is the thing. I kind of was gonna go with Giga because I think he's really up for this challenge. He's gonna be up for it.
Okay.
I think the difference is gonna be in my mind. I think Edson Barboza is gonna add in some takedowns, and I think that's what we're gonna see. Does that sound silly?
No, not at all silly.
I think Barboza by decision actually.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, but I think it's gonna be a great experience either way for Giga. But I can't wait for that one. The co-main event.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and Battle, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to take Battle by decision because I think a lot of times in these big fights, these guys are very a little more cautious than they would be after a few years of experience because there's so much on the line. Not that they don't fight hard, but I think that they both pick their shots a little more carefully just because of the magnitude of the fight. I'm going to take Battle by decision.
Battle the third round submission.
Okay.
You know?
All right, we'll just do the main and co-main.
That's what we'll do. Jimmy, I'm on Cameo also, Matt Serra. I'm on Instagram, Matt Serra BJJ. And SerraBJJ.com if you want to get some Serra shirts and Kimura Savage stuff. I'm going to really work on my merch because, you know, I don't like to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I'm going to go to my school later and teach some Kimuras.
All right, buddy.
I miss you.
I miss you,
all right,
too.
Jimmy, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yep,
I'll talk to you soon. This weekend at the fights.
All right, bye, pal.
Bye, everyone.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.